Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. This morning I have a good friend of mine, Paul Summers. He presently works at the CNB Bank. He is the Universal Banker Supervisor for CNB. And he is going to discuss with us today, or kind of let us know the insight on the many scams that goes on, and they really seem like they're really going heavy these days. And so listen and learn and share to other folks, especially seniors, because we all know of seniors that have been taken advantage by scams, either by phone, email, etc. So welcome, Paul.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, love having you. Paul, a little bit about your background. I know you've lived in a lot of different places over the last few years.
Moved around a lot when I was growing up. Yeah.
And I understand you live in Root House for a while.
Yeah. Been there for a little over 20 years.
Yes. And been working with CNB for how long?
4.5 years.
Very good. Very good. Good bank. Good company.
Good bank, yeah.
That Tony Heitzig, he's a keeper, isn't he?
Yeah.
He cracks a whip.
But yeah.
No. I don't think he could handle a whip, could he?
I'm not going there.
Oh, shoot. Anyway, Paul, family man?
Family man.
Yep. Are your parents still living?
My mom's living, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Mine as well. And this is kind of what this is all about, you know, to help protect our seniors.
Right.
Because you've seen it happen much.
Every day.
Okay. Tell us, Paul, what are some of the scams that are going on out there that you see?
Most what we see are the gift card scams, romance scams, anything along that line.
Sob story.
Sob story scams, you know. You name it, they're coming up with it. The big, you know, big ones, the gift card scams where they have you go get gift cards.
Well, tell me about the gift card scam. How's that go? So they're calling you on the phone?
Yeah, well, typically it doesn't really have any rhyme or reason as to what they're really doing as far as calling you on the phone, because it could be a call on the phone. It could be an email.
Uh-huh.
It could be a text message. You could get a text message saying that your package isn't going to be delivered, and then they need you to go online to the UPS side or the...
I've gotten those before, just the other day.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, I don't.
Because a lot of times what happens is whenever you get these gift card scams, the best way to understand this is they will tell you not to tell anybody what you're doing, to go get money and go get cash money and then go to these places and buy gift cards, iTunes cards.
How do they get you to do that? What's their scam on that?
It's just there's a lot of different things that they use on that. A lot of times they'll use like you owe money to somebody, or they want you to – you've got a computer virus on your computer, and in order to fix this, you're going to need to go get gift cards. There's crazy ways that they come up. There's IRS scams. There's law enforcement, Medicare – Google scams, you name it. If they send you out to buy gift cards, you're being scammed.
Okay. Number one thing. Okay.
Uh-huh.
When you get this text, okay, on your phone, and you see it's from somebody and they're wanting you to do something, and you don't know the number, you don't know the person, what should you immediately do?
Delete that email and ignore it.
Okay. And delete it and ignore it, yes.
If it's coming from a company, let's say you get an email or a text message that says that's from the Postal Service, okay? Go to their website. Don't go from that link that they send you, because a lot of times those links look legit. There are links that will look like the Postal Service. There's links that look like Amazon. They look just exactly like the real page, but it's not.
Well, the thing of it is, the Postal Service is not going to call you.
They're not.
Or text you.
They're not.
No, they're not going to.
They're not going to send you an email saying your package is undeliverable. we know how this works. I mean, you and I are old school. Right. If you have a package that can't be delivered to your house, they're going to put a door tag
exactly
on your door and tell you you have a package at the post office.
Yes. How about the sob story? I know that I've heard some sob stories.
Big one nowadays is they'll call you and tell you that your grandchild has been arrested or has been in an accident. They'll use that.
Uh-huh.
They'll tell you that you need to send money right away to them to get your child out of jail or to help with medical expenses. Have you ever had an ambulance service ever call you and say that you need to help pay medical expenses for somebody?
No, no.
A lot of times the sob story is also hungry children.
Oh, yes.
You have that kind of thing where they'll tell you that there's somebody that's needing help and you can donate, so to speak, with air quotes.
Yes. Now, I have experienced, okay, well, I should say I know of a family, okay? Mm-hmm. Not my family, not my mom, okay? Mm-hmm. But I know of a family where she kept getting mail, okay? And all these people wanting things, you know, wanting money for this, money for that. Mm-hmm. And she was just writing checks. And one of the sons would intercept it. It was a daily job to try to intercept the mail going out and the mail coming in because they just picked on her big time, and you couldn't really get it through her mind that this was a scam. Well, no, that's coming from some nuns out in, you know, Timbuktu, or
right.
It's this poor little boy. Look at the picture of him.
Yeah.
He needs help, you know. So,
and here's the big thing to understand. A lot of people are afraid to give out information because they're afraid of scams, but some people give it because they're afraid of what they're being told. And when you send a check in the mail to anybody for any reason, they have your account number and your routing number for your account when you send them a check. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
And so I've seen people that have receive things from presidents or presidential candidates or things like that.
And they
want to fill out all this stuff because they want to donate to this company.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's a shadow company that's not really who that person, who they say they are. And you're giving your check
number
You're giving your checking account number and your routing number when you write a check to these people. And now they have your information.
And now they just keep coming.
Right.
And they don't stop.
Right.
Yes. What is one of the top scams that you've witnessed?
Romance scams. Yes. I have seen people give their life savings away because they're talking to someone who tells them that they love them, or that they, you know, that they can't leave their country, or they want to come and see them, but they can't leave their country for certain reasons, but they have a relationship. They build a relationship.
They start small.
Start small.
And are they doing this by phone or internet?
It's not by phone initially. Initially, it's like in a chat on like a Facebook chat or something like that. You'll post something. A lot of times you'll respond to something on a post. Let's say, for instance, you're on Facebook and you see a post and you respond to this post.
Okay.
When you respond to that post, then somebody says, hey, I saw your profile and I've tried to friend you several times, but I can't seem to get that to work. Would you send me a friend request? When you send that friend request, then that person can now chat with you on a regular basis, and then they start to get up in your feelings, so to speak, and they'll start telling you things that sound good, and they'll start telling you things that make you feel good about yourself, and then it creates a bond, so to speak, to where it begins to be a relationship type thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, And then it just snowballs from there. And next thing you know, they're calling you and they're asking you to send money to them, and they'll start small. Can you send me $200?
Right.
And, you know, because I need to pay for this, I need to do this. Or can you send me money so that I can get my visa so that I can come and see you?
Right.
Okay. Well, I went to the airport and I tried to, and I was on my way to see you, but I can't leave the country because I've got to do this. Can you send me more money?
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, you're in deep and you've given your life savings to this person who, number one, doesn't exist in reality.
Right.
The person you're talking to is real, but they're not who they claim to be.
Yes. And the criminal aspect of this is that they're sitting down at a desk somewhere. Where does most of this come from?
A lot of it comes from overseas.
Overseas,
around India and in India, that kind of a thing.
But they're sitting down at a desk and they're going from one person to the next person to the next all day long.
They have call centers.
Call centers.
And these call centers is a group of people. And a lot of times they're there in the middle of the night because the time zones are different.
Right.
And they're there working under the cover of night, and they're calling everybody from the, and it's just like a big room, and they all have a little cubicle, and each person is calling and talking to somebody to scam them out of their money.
Is it like, have you seen the movie The Beekeeper?
I have.
Okay. The Beekeeper, of course, if you don't know the story, an old lady gets conned,
mm-hmm.
and just so happens that Jason Statham?
Statham, yeah.
Yeah, he's the beekeeper, and mm-hmm. he cleans house on the con centers.
Right. But the beginning of that movie where they show her getting that warning on her computer is 100% legit how they do it. Now, the call centers that they show where they have this nice place with this really cool lighting and it's just, state-of-the-art stuff, it's not the way it is. It's not what those call centers look like. Those call centers are just some kind of rundown office that's no longer in use that they rent for the space, and they're using this space to make these calls from. And it's just a dirty, old office building that they use. They don't look like they did in the movies.
Do you think the reason that these call centers are happening overseas, because if they were happening in America, we would put an end to it? Is that why?
I don't
know.
Are they
happening in America? Do we have these?
I don't know. I don't know if they're here or not. I know that a lot of times they'll use a phone number that's based out of the United States, and it's actually some kind of computer-generated phone number that's really bouncing all over the place. It can't be traced. It can't be tracked. It's sophisticated equipment that they use to where it looks like a legitimate phone number, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. Another one that I've heard about, and you can expand on this, is you get something in the mail that you've won a big lottery prize.
Right.
Yeah.
And
all you got to do is send some money.
Send some money.
Yeah. How's that go? Tell us a story.
So a lot of times what they'll do is they'll either send you something in the mail or they'll call you and say, I'm from Prize Patrol and you've won $4 million. Okay.
Yeah.
And what we need you to do is send us $3,000 for the taxes. That way you don't have to worry about paying the taxes.
Sounds like that's good. $3,000.
I'll give you $3,000 all day long for $4 million.
Yeah.
If it's legit, yeah, I'm going to get you the money, and I'm going to give you that money. Look, if it sounds too good to be true, it's not.
Yes.
It's probably not true.
Yes.
But what they'll do is they'll tell you, send me money, and then next thing you know, you're hooked into getting money out of the bank and sending them money to get money that doesn't exist. I mean, so I've seen people waiting for $4 million thinking that the Brinks truck's going to bring them that much cash with a Mercedes-Benz attached to the bumper hitch on a Brinks. You ever seen a hitch on a Brinks?
I haven't seen one.
Not yet. So, yeah, that's one of the big ones that they do. Another one that they do is they'll ask you to deposit a check in the bank. Let's say that I send you a check for $5,000.
Okay. You send me a check for $5,000.
I'm going to send you a check for $5,000.
And I get the check. I'm looking
you got
at
the check in your hand.
It says it's good for $5,000. I'm excited.
Oh, let's say somebody sent it to you. You're going to bring it to me at the bank.
Okay.
And you're going to say, I need to deposit this into my account.
Yes.
Because what's going to happen is it gets deposited into the account, but
You will deposit it?
Well, no, probably not, because we're going to ask you questions.
Okay. What are you going to ask?
I'm going to ask you, why'd you get this check? And we're going to go through things that we see on a regular basis, and we're going to ask you, where'd this check come from? And you know, a lot of times people will take offense to that, but please don't, because we're trying to protect you.
Yeah.
Because what you're going to do is they're going to tell you, put this money in the bank, and I need you to send me $3,000 back, but you get to keep $2,000. Well, now you're helping them launder money.
Ah.
So it's really sophisticated what they do, because they make you think that all you got to do is deposit this. And then what happens is you deposit it.
The $5,000 check is good for $5,000?
No.
No.
Okay. No, because what's going to happen is we're going to deposit in your account. Let's say, for instance, that it's a check that looks legit, seems legit, everything seems like it's okay. We're going to put it in your account, and more than likely we're going to put a hold on that check. But in the amount of days that it takes for that check to be held, that check probably is not going to go through the bank yet. What's going to happen is you're going to put a $5,000 check in your account. You're going to send $3,000 to this person. You're going to have $2,000 left in your account. That check's going to come back bad. You're on the hook for $5,000.
Yes.
So now the $3,000 you took out that's gone, you're no longer able. Because what they're going to do is they're going to tell you, take that $3,000 and go buy gift cards.
I see. Yeah.
So you've helped them get money, and now you're out $5,000. I mean, yeah.
So the different scams, the way they can get to you, they can get you through text. Mm-hmm. They can call you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
They can email you.
Email you.
They go through your Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
or how else?
Right. Those are the main ones. Mail scams aren't as prevalent anymore.
How do they get that alert? You know, that like in the Beekeeper, the alert comes up. How do they?
I'll give you my own personal story.
How do they do that?
I was looking. I needed to go to a bank website because I needed to update my insurance with this bank. I typed in what I thought was the bank's website, and I got one thing wrong on it. And when I got one thing wrong on it, it automatically took me to a site that was similar to the bank. But when it did, it popped up this warning on my computer that said, your computer is infected. This is Microsoft. Your computer is infected. You need to call this number immediately. Do not close this browser down. Do not turn off your computer and restart your computer, or you could suffer data loss. And when you hear data loss, you think, I'm going to lose all my pictures, I'm going to lose all my files, I'm going to lose everything that I have on my computer if I shut my computer down. I'm going to tell you right now, if you get a warning that pops up on your computer, the first thing you need to do is restart your computer.
Shut her down.
It's a scam.
Shut her down.
Don't call that number, because what they're going to do is that when you call that number, just like they did on Beekeeper, when you call that number,
yeah,
they're going to say, okay, what I need you to do is I need you to install this on your computer. And you're going to install an app or a...
it's going to straighten your computer out.
They're going to straighten it.
That's what they tell
you. They can get it remotely, and they can fix your computer by doing this.
Yeah.
And then they have you log in to make sure that nothing's happened on your bank account and make sure that everything's okay.
Yeah, make sure it's all good.
And they're sitting there recording your keystrokes, and when you put your password in for your bank account, they got you. And next thing you know, they'll drain every bit of money out of your account.
And I know what happened on the Beekeeper. Have you witnessed that happening?
I've witnessed it happen several times.
Man.
Several times. I mean, this is just, it's rampant, and it's not just here, it's everywhere.
Everywhere in the world?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Well, Paul, do we have anything to add before we wrap this interview up? You got anything you want to put in before we close out?
Just remember, if it sounds too good to be true, or if they're telling you to buy gift cards
or donations,
Right. Donations, especially through gift cards. It's basically if they're telling you, there's some legit donation things out there, but don't give your debit card information out over the phone.
And I think donations to people that you don't know. I mean, there's enough people to donate to that you know
right.
around here versus
right.
sending it off to another country.
Right. Right. And if you've never met this person in person, they're not your sweetheart. They're just out for your money. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yes, it is. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Paul.
You're very welcome.
Very informative. All right.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks again.
All right.
See you.